host tonight is the eating disorder pro, Dr. J. Renee Norton. She comes to you live from Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Bengals, the Reds, and of course, the Norton Center for Eating Disorders. If you or a loved one is struggling with obesity, anorexia, bulimia, emotional eating, or if you're just worried about food pollution, then you'll want to unhook and tune in.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Dr. J. Renee Norton and I'm the Eating Disorder Pro and I will be your host this evening. Thank you so much for joining us. So, in keeping with our strategy to get the year off to a good start, this evening we are going to be taking a look at some of my personal favorite snack recipes. And these are so yummy and so good for you that it is, of course, my hope that they become your personal favorite snack recipes. Of course, when I'm cooking, everything is organic. And I use no polluted foods in my kitchen. You won't find any in my kitchen at all. I encourage you to do the same thing if you can, but also I encourage you to go slowly as far as eating clean is concerned. You have to sort of ease into it. However, these recipes, the ones that I'm going to be sharing with you this evening, I think are a really good way of easing in to some very delicious snacks. Probably one of the most important issues for patients who are either recovering from anorexia or who are trying to lose weight is that they have dieted in the past. We all know that dieting doesn't work. In fact, it does exactly the opposite. Dieting actually causes weight gain. So dieting is not the strategy. But even when people understand that dieting is not a good idea, they still have a tendency to diet. And so we have to find delicious, scrumptious treats that you can indulge in when you want to or when you need to without feeling guilty. And that's what our show is about this evening. When you go to the website, so in addition to checking this out on the radio program, I invite you to go to the website, Eating Disorder Pro, my website, Eating Disorder Pro, where you will find under the Blog Talk Radio, if you click on the Blog Talk Radio icon, you will find these recipes. And also on the website in general, you'll find many other recipes. I'm working on a small cookbook just for the website, and I'll have that finished in the next couple of weeks. And so in the future, you'll be able to go there and get some really amazing recipes. I have a Getta recipe that is to die for, pulled pork. Of course, you want to do the bone broth. We're going to talk about that tonight. It's not a snack, but I'm going to include it in our program tonight because I think it's so good for you and everybody should know how to do it. But tonight what we're going to be doing is we're going to be looking at a gluten-free brownie, which is absolutely amazing. We're also going to be looking at my favorite recipe for fudge. And you may or may not have seen my protein bars before, but I want to share the protein bars with you. They are also just absolutely delicious and something that I think my patients really enjoy. So again, the protein bars, the gluten-free brownie, the fudge, and then, oh, and I forgot, I'm going to share with you my recipe for nuts. I don't really even consider myself a nut person, but I love these nuts. And nuts are so good for you. They're a great way to get some fiber, some good fat. They tend to be very satisfying. There's really interesting research that says that for, this study was just done with men, don't ask me why, but it was just done with men, but men who ate a half a cup of nuts a day weighed less than men who did not. That's one issue with nuts. You don't want to binge on nuts. You don't want to overeat nuts. because the fat content is high. However, if you eat the nuts in moderation, and I think my way of eating them makes it easier to do that, they're very good for you, obviously. So that's what's on the agenda for this evening. So let's just start with the protein bars. Everybody wants a protein bar. Everybody is doing protein bars these days. And I've never been a fan of protein bars, to be honest with you. I think the store-bought protein bars are loaded with crap for the most part. You would think that they would be very healthy, and in the main, they're not. In addition to which, it's such a small little piece of food for so many calories, and from that point of view, it doesn't really make sense to me. And finally, I just think that you can do a lot better in terms of getting protein if you are, if you have some other options. I think the protein bar that I'm going to, share with you has a lot of protein. Of course, it doesn't have any crap in it, and it's actually really good for you. So the ingredients are, and again, you can go to the website to get the ingredients and also more specifics on the instructions on how to make these items. But the ingredients are hemp florets, hulled, not the hemp seeds, but the hemp florets, shredded coconut, walnuts, protein powder, and I recommend any vegetable raw protein powder, including hemp powder, as long as it is clean and preferably organic, so you're avoiding any HMOs or MSG. Golden raisins, mixed dried fruit, and they can be, any apricots are really good because they're such great antioxidants, but it can be dried blueberries, which are also good antioxidants. Avoid the sweetened fruit, and watch out if you don't buy an organic dried fruit, because they often put oil, sometimes even canola oil. So check the ingredients if you are getting a packaged dry fruit. Cashew butter, coconut oil, and Norbu sugar, as well as coconut crystals sugar. Okay, so what we're going to do, the specific ingredients are, we're going to take 1 cup of hemp florets, 1 cup of shredded coconut, not the fine shred, but the regular shred, 1 cup of chopped walnuts, 1 cup, you can make this 1/2 to 1 cup of protein powder. The one I like is Protein 17 from Whole Foods. I think that's a really good protein powder. It's a vegetable-based protein powder. 1 cup of golden raisins and 1 cup of dry mixed fruit. You're going to toss those together in a big bowl. On top of the stove, you're going to very slowly melt 1 cup cashew butter, 1 cup coconut oil, organic, cold-pressed, unrefined, and 1/2 cup of Norbu sugar, which you can find at Whole Foods, or you can use a whole cup of Norbu sugar. This is an amazing sugar/sweetener. It doesn't have anything bad for you in it. It tastes delicious. It sweetens beautifully. And guess what? 0 calories. Now, you know, I'm normally completely 100% against sweeteners, but I make an exception in this case. This is some strange thing. It comes from the monk fruit. I can't find anything wrong with it, and it's delicious in meals. So for those of you who want to avoid any calories at all from sugar, so especially if you are diabetic, this is a really good choice. If you can if you don't have a problem with the calories from sugar, of course you can use 1 cup of coconut crystals, or you can use 1/2 Norbu and 1/2 coconut crystals. Either way works. And so what you do, you heat the cashew butter, the coconut oil, and the coconut crystals and Norbu sugar over the stove on a very, very, very low heat. You simply toss them together, and then you are going to grease a glass pan with a lot of coconut oil. I make it very thick. You're going to pour the tossed mixture. You're going to toss it all together, pour the hot mixture into the dry mixture, toss it all together until it's well mixed. It'll look a little bit greasy because you've got a fair amount of coconut oil in there, but that's okay. That's what we want. Once it's all mixed together, you're going to just simply pour it into your glass, your greased glass pan, smooth it out, put it in the freezer for about a half an hour to 45 minutes until it's just frozen enough so that you can cut it. If it's too frozen, you can't cut it. If it's not frozen enough, it'll go back together. So you want it just frozen enough so that you can cut it into squares and then freeze it. And you can, it's easy to pop out of the pan. If you want to make it even easier to pop out of the pan, you can line the pan with parchment paper. You still grease it, but line the pan with parchment paper. And then after you cut it, you just pop it out. You take the whole parchment paper and just pull it out, and you've got the squares already cut up, and put them into a freezer bag and keep them frozen. And you just thaw them out for a minute or two before you're ready to eat them. So if you take them to the gym with you and you eat your protein bar after you work out, which is a very, very good idea, that's when you need all that protein, and that's when you need little kick from the carbohydrates. If you do that, what's going to happen is you're going to notice that you get this tremendous surge of energy. You are going to be able to store or make muscle better, believe it or not. It really does. These protein bars, because they have so much protein per bar, and let me see, I'm just checking. Okay, so per bar, we have 22 grams of protein per bar. We have 19 calories. We have 19 calories. We have 195 we have 19 grams of protein. 22 grams of protein, good Lord. 22 grams of protein. 195 grams of carbs. 19 calories and 30 grams. Scratch all of that. Let me start over again on what we have. All right. We have 19 grams of fat. We have 195 calories. We have 35 carbs. And we have 22 grams of protein. The net fiber is 5, and the carbs, okay, I already gave you the carbs. So that's what we've got in this particular protein bar. So that's pretty good. I think we can all live with that, especially the 22 grams of protein. I defy you to find another protein bar with 22 grams of protein. And you, if you subtract the fiber, which is 5 grams of fiber, you have even fewer carbs. So instead of 35 grams of carbs, you only have the 30 grams of carbs. So that's a really, really good deal. And they're delicious. They are absolutely delicious. All right. Let's move on now. Our next recipe is going to be the most delicious gluten-free brownie you have ever tasted. It is simply to die for. 20 ounces of 100% dark chocolate. And the one that I use is, I get it at Whole Foods, and it's Sunspire chocolate. It is truly delicious. I think that it's organic, of course, and it's fair trade. I think you'll find this brownie to be, I think one of the reasons this brownie is so good is because of the chocolate. So it's 100% 100% cacao. It is not semi-sweet. It is 100% dark chocolate. The reason that's important is because the less sweet it is, obviously, the less fat it has in it, for one thing, and the more orax. I don't know if you know what an orax is, but an orax is an oxidative radical absorption rate, and all that means is that chocolates that are high in cacao have an antioxidant effect that's very positive. So this kind of chocolate is as good as it's going to get as far as being a very good antioxidant. Again, it is Sunspire Fair Trade Organic Chocolate. We want 20 ounces of that. I double the recipe. You don't have to double this recipe. You could cut this in half. But while I'm making these, they store so well in the freezer, I just go ahead and double the recipe. So 20 ounces of the Sunspire Organic Fair Trade Chocolate, 2 cups of coconut oil, extra virgin, expeller pressed, unrefined. I like Costco the best because it's less expensive than anything else I can find. But you can get any organic expeller pressed unrefined coconut oil. 3 cups of Norbu sugar. Again, you can find that at Whole Foods. 1/2 cup of coconut crystal sugar and 1/2 cup of raw organic honey. If you can find local raw organic honey, that's even better. 1/2 cup almond meal. 2 cups of almond meal, 1 cup of sorghum flour, 2 teaspoons of fine sea salt, 1 teaspoon of baking soda. Try to get organic if you possibly can. And 8 organic free-range eggs beaten. And 4 tablespoons of bourbon vanilla. So what we are going to do is we're going to melt the shortening, and we're going to melt the coconut oil and the chocolate. You can either do this over the stove or you could do it in the microwave. I prefer to do it over the stove. And then we're going to add the sugar, the honey, and stir those over a very low, slow heat, very much like we did the protein bars. In your mixing bowl, add the flour, the salt, and the soda. In a large measuring cup, like a 4-cup measuring cup, or in a small bowl, beat the eggs. You can add the bourbon vanilla either to the warm ingredients on the stove, or you can add them to the ingredients in the mixing bowl. Beat the eggs. Pour the eggs into the center of the flour mixture in the mixing bowl, and then mix the flour, the sea salt, the baking soda, and the eggs together until they're well mixed. After they're well mixed, you pour in the warm ingredients, which is the sugar, the coconut oil, and the chocolate. You mix it all until it is well mixed. And then you are going to pour these ingredients into a glass 6x9 inch pan. You can do a square pan. You can do 2 square pans, or you can do a long pan. Depends on how thick you like your brownies. I like them not quite so thick, so I use 2 6x9 inch glass baking dishes. I grease the bottom of the pan thoroughly with coconut oil, and then line that with parchment paper. So you just press the parchment paper into the corners and make a little fold in the corners, and then put enough parchment paper in so that it goes over the edges of the baking dish a little bit, because you're going to pop the brownie mixture out of the pan. You're going to preheat the oven to 350, and you're going to bake the brownies for 32 to 35 minutes. You don't want to overbake them. When they are baked just right, they might be just slightly gooey still in the pan, and that's okay. You don't want them real gooey. You want to stick your knife in, and it should come out maybe just a slight little tiny bit of mixture. But if the whole knife comes out full of the mixture, they still need a few minutes more. But you don't want to overbake them. These are so moist if you don't overbake them. So you really don't want to overbake them. You're going to bake them again for 32 to 35 minutes at 350. When they're done, you take them out, give them a few minutes, maybe 15 or 20 minutes to set, and then cut them into squares. Give them a few minutes more to set, and then pop them out. You just pull the entire parchment paper out of the pan. They'll already be cut, and you can either leave them. You can leave them in the pan. You don't have to take them out of the pan. You could store them in the pan. I usually take them out and put them in a glass container with a tight seal, and then I keep them in the freezer, or I love them in the freezer. I love everything in the freezer. Or you can just keep them in the refrigerator. I think they're better when you keep them in the freezer. I think they stay more moist that way. Then you just take them out a few minutes, like the protein bars, before you want to eat them. Absolutely delicious. Truly the best brownies. And they're gluten-free. So these are gluten-free brownies. Be sure to visit the website for a picture and also for more specific instructions on how to make these brownies. But I defy you to find a brownie that you think is better than this brownie. This is a truly delicious brownie. Okay, now for the fudge. We are going to use the same chocolate, the Sunspire Organic Fair Trade Dark Chocolate. And again, we're going to melt that on top. The nice thing about all of these recipes having very similar ingredients is that you could just keep them on hand all the time. And if you feel like fudge, or if you feel like brownies, or if you should have the protein bars all the time, because you should use those every time you work out. But for the fudge and the brownies, if you have these ingredients on hand, they're pretty much the same ingredients. It makes it really convenient. So for the fudge, you want 2 4-ounce packages of Sunspire Fair Trade Organic Baking Bars, 100% unsweetened cacao. You want 16 ounces of coconut butter. That's 2 cups. You want 1 1/2 cups Norbu sugar, 1/2 cup coconut sugar, and 1 cup shredded coconut. And finally, you want 1 cup shelled hemp seed florets. You can pour the fudge into cupcake holders. And so what you're going to do with this is you're going to heat all of that on the stove over very low heat. And when it's cool enough, you can either pour it into silicone cupcake holders and freeze, and then just pop them out of the holders and store in a freezer bag or in a tightly sealed container. But you have to keep these cold until they're eaten. Like the protein bars, because of the coconut oil, which is such a good oil to use in recipes, but you can't leave it out, so because it will melt at room temperature. So these, the protein bars and the fudge, have to be kept in the freezer. Or you can just put them into a glass pan. You would again coat it with coconut oil, or you can coat it with, or you can fill it with parchment paper. Cut them. Pop them out, put them in a glass, tightly sealed bowl, leave them in the pan. Storing them, there are several different options for how you store them, but the bottom line is you just want to keep them in something that is tightly sealed and keep them in the freezer. That is the quickest way to make fudge. I think you would agree that's just like a delicious version of just a simple, very delicious way to make fudge. And again, really good for you because it uses coconut oil. So when you're making these recipes, bear in mind that all the fat from the coconut oil is not fat that converts to fat in your body. Remember, this is a medium chain fat. So all of these fats are used by the liver almost instantaneously. The chocolate in these recipes, because it's a 100% dark chocolate, an unsweetened cacao, is very high in orax, so it's an antioxidant. These could be considered, I think the fudge could actually be considered a supplement. It's so good for you. Same thing with the protein bars. The hemp is loaded with protein and also has a lot of fiber. So again, it adds very few carbs to the recipe. These are, I'm not going to say these are low fat, but they are as close to low fat, and yet they're loaded with fat, as you're going to get, because the fat isn't stored like a fat in the body. Medium chain fats don't store as fat. They are primarily used as energy by the body, which is awesome. And not only are these loaded with energy, not only are they loaded with fiber, but all three of these recipes thus far are high in orax because of the wonderful chocolate that you are using. So these are just incredibly delicious ways to enjoy a treat without any guilt whatsoever. I think I mentioned earlier that, of course, the brownies, these are all, of course, gluten-free desserts as well. The hemp is not does not contain gluten, so these are all gluten-free as well. Okay, so the last two snacks are going to be salty snacks. One is popcorn, and this is the easiest, most delicious popcorn you'll ever make. So you take raw butter, if you're fortunate enough to be able to have raw butter from a 100% grass-fed cow, or you could use Kelowna grass-fed butter would be okay, or Organic Valley 100% grass-fed butter would be fine, or you can just use coconut oil is also fine. You put it in the microwave, melt it, add a little bit of sea salt to it. You don't want to add too much sea salt, just a little bit of sea salt to it. Then you take organic popcorn, you take a paper bag. I use the Whole Foods medium-sized paper bags that they have, not the ones with the handles, but the ones that are the next size down. I fill the bottom of that Whole Foods paper bag with organic popcorn. I get the popcorn in the bulk section of Whole Foods because it's cheaper. I turn the microwave on for 5 minutes. It's not going to take 5 minutes. It's going to take between 4 minutes and 4 minutes and 20 seconds. But you want to stop popping when you get 3 or 4 seconds in between each pop. If you go too much longer, it'll start burning. It'll start burning the bag, actually. If you don't pop long enough, obviously you'll have a bunch of kernels on the bottom of the bag. So you're going to pop if you fill the bottom of that paper bag with popcorn. It's going to take about 4 minutes, 15, 20 seconds. You just have to stay there and listen at the end. As soon as you remove it from the microwave, you're going to pour the coconut oil and butter. I use about a fourth of a cup of coconut oil and butter mixed, or one or the other. Pour that on your popcorn, close the bag, shake it up really good, open the bag, put a little bit of sea salt in there, shake it up again, and I guarantee it's the best popcorn you've ever tasted. Just to die for popcorn. Okay, last idea, also a salty treat, and that is the nuts that I mentioned at the beginning of the show. So what I do with the nuts is I take macadamia nuts, Brazil nuts, and walnuts. And I've never even liked walnuts before, but I eat them now because this is so delicious. And I mix those together in a large container. I usually use a ball jar, like a fairly large ball jar. And I melt coconut oil. I put salt and garlic powder. And garlic powder, by the way, works better than garlic salt, because it kind of acts like an emulsifier. So I use the sea salt and the garlic powder. I mix that into the coconut oil. So I take about a half a cup of coconut oil. I salt it to taste, put the garlic powder in there to taste, nuke it, mix it together really well, pour it over the nuts in the ball jar, put the lid on, shake it up, like really, 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 really shake it up. And now this next step is optional. You can pour this mixture out onto some paper towels because it is going to be really, really, really oily. But I don't. I mean, some people just don't like that much fat, but this is such a good fat. And again, it's coconut oil, so it doesn't store as fat in our bodies. It really is used as instant energy. So I want as much of the fat as I can get. It just looks gross when you look at this in the refrigerator, because what you're going to do after that, if you don't put it on the paper towels and get some of the excess fat off, if you just leave the fat in there, it's going to congeal in the jar when you put it in the refrigerator. And again, why do we put it in the refrigerator? Because if we leave it out, the coconut oil melts. So we put it in the refrigerator. It stays hard. It coats the nuts. They are salty and garlicky, and they are to die for. I mean, seriously, absolutely delicious. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you don't want to eat a lot of nuts. Even though they have protein, and even though they still have a little bit too much fat, so you don't want to eat too many of them. But adding the coconut oil, which doesn't add any usable fat at all, but does give it that really good fat taste on your tongue, and also gives you that kick of energy, you don't want as many of the nuts this way. So it makes it, I think, a little bit easier to go lighter on the nuts. In addition to which, you can put any spice in there you want. If you like Mexican spice, if you like Indian spices, if you want it sweet, the other thing you can do is you can add Norbu sugar and or coconut crystals to the coconut oil, a little tiny bit of salt, and coat the nuts with and now you have a sweet, you have a sort of like a, where you can buy these nuts in the store all the time that have the brown sugar on them, or sort of a caramel coating on them. I'm not saying it has exactly the same texture, but it tastes amazing. I prefer them salty, but a lot of my patients really like them with the sweet version of this coconut mix on them as well. Either way is fine, especially if you're using the Norbu sugar. You're not adding any calories for sugar, and if you're using the coconut oil, which of course the recipe calls for, you're not adding any storable fat from the coconut oil. So either version is just delicious. All right, that does it for tonight. Stay tuned next week, because next week I am going to have some homemade products for changing your complexion in ways you simply cannot believe. I have never been so impressed with one of my recipes as I have been for the recipe that I use at the face mask, in addition to which I also have made a butt wipe that I defy you to find a better one, especially if you have babies and you find that your baby keeps getting diaper rash. I would be willing to bet that using this particular wipe for your baby is going to get rid of the diaper rash, hopefully permanently. Anyway, that's it for this evening. Be sure to visit the website. You'll see pictures of the finished products. You'll see the recipe, and you'll see some of the steps involved, and you'll, of course, have a detailed example of the recipe on the website. It's eatingdisorderpro.com. While you're on the website, check out the Magi and Mongo books. They're selling like hotcakes. I so much appreciate the feedback that I get from you about the books. And anytime, if you have any questions about where to get them for large groups, let's say you're a teacher, a lot of teachers buy the book for the first, second, and third graders because they can use those for their health. The books qualify as health information for first, second, and third graders. So if you are a teacher and you need a lot of books, let me know. Of course, I would give you a discount. But again, mostly just thank you for your feedback. We appreciate it so much. Meanwhile, bon appetit, commit to be fit, eat clean, and live your life wisely. Thank you for joining us. See you next week.